Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, I smell something funny. I'm just going to read the story, and I'm not blaming anyone if something truly went down that was bad, and it's super sad, but I smell something, and when I smell something, I got to pass it on. A Utah father who went missing overnight with his three children in Big Cottonwood Canyon is recovering in the hospital, according to family. According to the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, Micah Smith took his three children hiking, ages 8, 4, and 2.
Got to start them young.
The group was reported missing by family, although officials didn't clarify when their search started. I'm going to say that again. Ages 8, 4, and 2.
Yep.
The search involved helicopters, the sheriff's office, life flight, all of those things. Smith suffered third-degree frostbite and is in stable condition. The 4-year-old son is in critical condition and is on a heart and lung bypass machine. Mm. The 8-year-old daughter has been discharged. 2-year-old son is hospitalized and stable. GoFundMe has been set up to help the family. Bada, 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 bada.
How come he suffered frostbite and they didn't?
You're missing the question here. I'm not a hiker. I'm not a hiker person. But if it's so cold, the dad got frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old hiking? I wouldn't take an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old to Walmart alone.
Well, because you probably hate your wife or ex-wife, and you're either going out to kill your kids.
I hope that's not what this is, but I smell something. Anyone who has ever had toddlers knows you are outnumbered.
And where was this? In Salt Lake? It was cold enough that you could get frostbite last night?
I don't know. They're probably up in the mountains somewhere.
I guess.
We will keep our eye on that story. I smell something funny there.
You can't take your family hiking without wanting to kill them? What?
A 2-year-old, Sam? I cannot wait for him to have children.
Yeah.
There will come a day.
Chest bib thing and get to hiking.
There will come a day where you have a panic attack inside of Walmart because you thought it would be okay to take three kids inside of Walmart. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not. Everyone does it once, and then you go, what the hell was I thinking? You do not go into a mountainous region alone with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The overnight low yesterday in Salt Lake City was 46 at 1:54 a.m. I'm not buying what he's cooking. Mm-mm.
God.
Mm-mm. In one part of Salt Lake City, it did get to 34 last night. Mm-mm.
I thank God the kids are alive, but I don't understand how this happens.
Sam, I'm gonna agree with Dana in this regard, especially with the 2-year-old, and I can't wait until you become a father, you know, not like tomorrow, but someday soon. And when you tell Mary Beth, I'm gonna go for an hour-long drive to get away from that 2-year-old. Not I'm going to pack the kid on my back and let's go hiking up a mountain.
Apparently they got caught in a downpour.
Uh-huh.
The outer bands of some
downpour of lies.
Tropical storm or hurricane or something. He is being treated
for
third degree frostbite.
You guys are just jealous that he likes to hike.
Quoting here from his brother, Micah is a good dad who loves his kids and loves taking them on adventures. See? Unfortunately, tragedy struck this time around.
I'm just spitballing. I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I find the story a little hard to believe.
The sheriff's office reminded people as winter approaches and arrives in Utah, people should remember that mountain weather can, quote, be volatile. You know who would be volatile if that happened in my family?
You.
The wife is going to be volatile. You mean you did what? You took the kids where?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, EDC Dan?
Oh, I was just thinking back to the time we took our four-month-old camping in the Gila wilderness of New Mexico.
Thank you, Dan, for coming in and bringing some clarity.
Yeah, I mean, people do this. I know it makes no sense to y'all, but people do this.
You know why? Because once a dingo ate a baby, Dan, I'm not doing it.
There's documented proof that a dingo once ate a baby.
From the text line, Sam, stop defending the guy. It's not giving you a good look.
Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
People can take their kids hiking.
I think at age 8, you could.
And then sometimes 8. No. Months old or toddlers. You
Dan.
Just put them in your backpack. There's a special backpack, a carrier. For children, and you go hiking.
You know, this is not a weird thing.
We should market one of those backpacks. We'll call it You Crazy.
Also, mind
it's called
you.
The You Crazy. You're going into the mountainous regions of Utah in a downpour.
It's called the Killer Carrier.
It's called You Crazy.
If he did have some plan to kill his children,
I don't think he did.
Wouldn't a torrential downpour have been the greatest excuse? I don't know. I lost him in the rain.
Yeah, I don't know.
It came gushing over the
canyon. So he was protecting his kids.
He was.
Listen,
I have a lot of respect, okay. Dan, for people like you and your wife who take your four-month-old kid on a camping trip in the middle of a desert.
Actually, it was in the mountains. It's the Gila wilderness.
Dan, I don't need you to put the facts in the way of a good story.
Good.
I wasn't finished yet. I, for the life of me, my brother went on a vacation with his family like 3 years ago, and they went hiking in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Awesome.
That sounds miserable to me.
It can be if you're not prepared.
If you don't bring your EDC, your everyday carry.
If you're not ready to hike into those kind of conditions.
I would just be hiking until I found a beach.
You'd be walking for a long way.
That's
if you were starting
that's
in Arizona.
My idea of a great vacation. Mm-hmm. And driving out into the wilderness or the desert or whatever, and just walking aimlessly. I mean, when you're hiking, you're actually not really going anywhere.
It's not aimless. There's
where are you? Where are
it.
You going?
Up.
And then
down. That sounds awful.
But you're out in the wild, and you see things, and you experience.
Well, you're in the wild on a beach. There's sharks out there, and eels, and everything.
That beach was probably man-made.
You've
Not
never
in Mexico.
Stood on the edge of a mountain, looking over a beautiful valley, and it shows.
Mm-hmm. We need to go on a Dana and Parks.
That's not true. I went to the
adventure.
Top of the. Now, granted, I took a cable car to get up to the top, or it was a trolley actually. But when my brother and I went to Austria in 2006, we went to the top of the
gondola.
It was a gondola. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We went to the top of the mountain in Salzburg, where they have the castle, and you can look out and you can see Germany.
Oh yeah,
and you can see Austria, and it's
Did
beautiful.
You have a sense of accomplishment when the gondola got you all the way up to the top?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you
then,
can look out and see all the people that are hiking up,
and I'm thinking
down.
To them, I'm thinking to them, you're wasting a lot of time. I'm going to take the gondola back down and see a lot more of this city today than you are.
I'm going to eat some Betty Rays on the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, that abduction story out of Wichita just made CNN.
I'm telling you, it's everywhere.
Oh,
how can...
Whoa, found safe. She's been found safe.
Stop it. Ooh, go to break and then we'll come back and take that.
Okay, 913-586.
They've got the big guns in on that story.
7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.